Greetings and welcome to the seventh and last episode of the BKB Show Season 1. Yes, we are wrapping up the season by celebrating Black Excellence, added up with some motivational talk on the side. I am Lerato Muimane and I will be your host for as long as we are together. And you ask why I add some motivational talk on the side? Well, it's simply because when you're on a journey of achieving greatness and fulfilling your dreams, there are some challenges that you encounter along the way that will make you feel like giving up on your dreams. So to revive or re-energize your spirit, you need to constantly be reminded of quotes like, giving up is not an option, soldier on, it's not going to be easy, but it will definitely be worth it. Just to help you keep up the momentum of achieving your desired goals. So I'll be sharing some of those quotes with you. Today's theme is titled Walk Your Journey, that is proudly inspired by Theo Baloyi, the founder and CEO of Batu. He just recently opened his 30th store in Polokwane. He's 30 years old, by the way, with no funding, no franchise. Built from the ground up, we celebrate you today, Black Child. Today we have amazing guests who will be sharing their journey with us. And I say amazing because they are doing exceptionally well at what they do. When I asked them for their contribution to the show, I thought they were going to turn me down. But they responded with such humility. And yeah, I'm truly thankful and grateful for that. Maybe you're sitting there and you're asking yourself, why black only? Why is she being racial? Because for years, black people have been oppressed and exploited. So when a black child rises to the occasion, we need to recognize and celebrate their achievements and successes and also support their hustle. We have so many unrecognized hustlers out there. We need to be there for each other. Allow me to introduce my first guest. His name is Thabo Makwakwa. He's a reporter at the Daily News and also a co-founder of the Inside Factor together with Modibe Modiba. If you're into politics, you know these guys. So when they birthed the Inside Factor, I was so excited. Listen to the voice message and you'll understand why.
Hi, Lerato. This is Thabo Makwakwa from the Inside Factor, also a reporter at the Daily News. Now, speaking about the Inside Factor and how I started it was last year in October. I remember I was sitting in a car with a friend, and we're just reflecting on the articles that we always wrote and published on various mainstream media platforms. Now, I was concerned by the fact that when we wrote articles speaking to issues such as Jacob Zuma or Winnie Madikizela Mandela, you know, just to comment some of the work they had done successfully, our articles would never get published. But when we wrote criticizing some of these characters, black people, Jacob Zuma and others, they would be published without a delay. Now, we then thought, why are we not starting the Inside Factor so that we create an alternative platform which is going to be a voice to all, to everybody? And we gave birth to the Inside Factor just like that. And it's been doing quite well. So this, to me, is proof that, you know what, it is possible if you are focused, if you know what exactly you want. And of course, if your idea resonates with people, because you just need to constantly do it and try to shed the light and show them as to what exactly it is that you want to achieve, people will always support you. Inside Factor receives no funding from anybody. It's self-funded, and we decided to have it like that for a little while so that we could see as to where we're going and what happens. But we're open for people who want to support it financially, because no platform or no business grows without monetary, you know, intervention. For me, I would like to work with many other business people, and I would like to, you know, interact with others who also want to start something similar to this, so that we can assist each other. Who knows, maybe one day we may belong under one group. I want to thank, extend my appreciation to my partner, the co-founder of the Insight Factor, Modiba. He's been very kind. I work with him and he's a hard worker. He's the reason why the Insight Factor is where it is. We work together very well collectively. Thank you so much, Lerato.
Yeah, thank you, Tabo, and thank you, Mudibe, because I know you are together in this. What I took from this message is that you can be the voice for change. A voice for change or voice of change? Yeah, but whatever it is, you can use your voice to change the world only if you strongly believe in it. People will believe in it too. They were uncomfortable with the journey they were traveling on. And they decided to start and shape their own journey. Congratulations and all the best. May you reach your destination. Hashtag let's grow together. Now, before I introduce my next guest, let me share this quote with you. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But by all means, keep on moving. That is a quote by Martin Luther King Jr. Yes, for sure. Keep on moving. Walk your journey with pride and dignity. Hallelujah. So earlier on, I had an interview with one of our guests. His name is Xolani Radebe. First time I saw him was when he was interviewed on one of the biggest news channels in the country, when he was speaking about a COVID-19 drone that he developed. When I heard him share his knowledge, I was like, that is black excellence right there that needs to be recognized and celebrated. So today on the BKB show, we are doing just that. We are celebrating the excellent job he's doing in his field of study. Yeah, this is how the interview went down. Hello, Kolani. Welcome to the BKB show. Happy to have you here with us finally.
Hi, Lerato. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, tell us a bit about yourself. Who is Kolani and what does he do?
I'm a mechanical engineering student, third year at WITS 2021. And I have a very keen interest in basically building stuff. So I build drones, I build robots, and I code. And yeah, I also have a company which basically does what I just ex what I said I do. So yeah.
The first time I saw you were being interviewed on SABC News. I'm not sure if it was SABC or E News, but though I know you were interviewed on both channels. So do you build your drones from scratch? And how long does it take for you to complete them?
So there's an assembly part of it, and then there's a building part of it. So drones and certain components can be just bought, and then you can just assemble the drones. And then there are programmable drones where you can program like the software within the drone, a flight controller to do certain things. So I actually do, we do all of those things. It's not me alone. I have colleagues. It's very wrong of me to say I, so sorry about that. We do all of those things, including building from scratch. But then the building from scratch only has to needs to have a necessary motivation for it. So say for instance you want a drone to just like the COVID screening drone, you could have just taken any camera which could have put in any drone. But then the thing is that changes the so one of the things, the weight distribution of that drone is no longer the same. So the specifications change. The drone may not even take off because the camera now is now heavier and the drone basically, so now you have to change the props. By changing the props, you have to go back to changing the motors then so that they can support that. By changing that, you have to change the power. By changing the power source now, you have to change back the, so it required a whole design process, So we actually, we were like, you know what, let's just remodify like the drone so that we actually have a drone for this.
Have you thought of transferring your knowledge and skill to high school learners and also to those who are curious to learn, like me, so?
Oh yes, we actually do have a program that we would be running this December. in January, provided that we do actually get funding. If we don't get funding, we'll be just running the programs on YouTube because it's mostly financially efficient. But yeah, we actually have a program that we would be running this December. We would be teaching high school learners and those basically who are interested in coding and robotics and AI too. But so we'd be teaching them, you know, the basics of coding. So yes, we do have such a program, and I have thought about that.
With the rate of unemployment so high in our country, do you think that the industry you're in has a potential of creating jobs?
So I'm just going to explain a little bit about the engineering design process then. So as an engineer, when we design something, say for instance, we design a vehicle, so that vehicle has to be manufactured. After that vehicle is manufactured, it has to be maintained. So things like that. So already I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. So the manufacturing part, say for instance, you have to mass produce it. So we actually have to create more jobs basically when you're producing the vehicle and maintaining the vehicle. So there would be workshops where people would be taking the wheels off. So I'm just trying to make a rough example, but then it's things like this. I mean, mechanical engineering now is a little bit broader since it includes there's a bit of AI there and stuff like that. And AI actually does not take as much jobs as people say, like it does. So yeah, there are jobs that might be created or could be created like within my field.
Thank you for joining us, Kolani. We really truly appreciate your time.
And thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, that is Kolani Khadebe. I wish the Department of Education can come on board and assist them financially. But nonetheless, all the best with your journey. Now, let me share another quote with you. It says, "Do not judge me by my success. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up." That is a quote by Nelson Mandela. Yes, we do fall many times. Then we gather the strength, the courage, and rise to the occasion. Yes, we soldier on. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show that this is our last episode of the BKB Show Season 1. Now let me take you through the journey of how it all started. All started about 8 weeks ago. One time I was thinking a lot, like I always do, and I thought maybe I should start a music show and unpack songs of different genres of music since well I love music so much. And I said to myself, no man, you've got so much to offer, don't limit yourself. The following day I took my device, recorded myself. I didn't know what I was doing, but I did it anyway. I was like, welcome to the BKB Show, Lerato, this and that, first episode. And BKB, oh, by the way, BKB, it's an abbreviation of the company that I own, 100% female owned. Well, but we are not here for that. But it's something that is always on my mind, like something that is always in my heart. So the first thing that came to mind was BKB. After I published the first episode, I distributed it to different people, and the response, massive. It was massive. Many were saying, this is it. Stay there. You are in your element. So yeah, I'm working on my journey, and I'm inviting you to come and join me. Let's grow together. Let's go together. And I've learned a lot from this show, not only about the nitty-gritties of it, but also about myself. Yo, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. So, you know, I've learned to be patient with myself and with other people as well. And also the power of networking. I've interacted with such amazing people from all walks of life. yeah, Lerato. It's time for me to sign out now. But I'm not leaving you alone. I'm leaving you with a song by Emily Sunday, Read All About It. About 2 to 3 years ago, my pastor sent me this song and he said, listen to this, practice it, and sing it. We'll organize a band. But unfortunately, the happenings happened. But the happenings can still happen. Yeah, what? Yeah, it will be done. Ish, yeah, ne? Okay. So, yeah, I'm trying to compose myself. But we will be back. We won't be gone for long. Yeah, stay humble and love one another. Love a lot. I love you. Bye.
Got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid that you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we're gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on, you've got a heart as loud as a lion, so I let you. To fight the shadows, there's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to fight the shadows, so stop hiding it away. So come on, come on, come on. Yeah, I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream till the words dry out. So put it. So fearful. help me out.